Hi everybody, I'm Matt Katz, in for Tanzina Vega. In Israel, after the country's second tight election in 5 months, current Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been selected by Israel's president to try and form a majority coalition in parliament. Earlier this year, Netanyahu failed to do just that after winning a previous election in April. And while Israel now waits to see if Netanyahu can achieve success this time around, last week Israel's Arab-Palestinian parties made it known that their alliance lies with Netanyahu's main political rival, Blue and White Party leader Benny Gantz. In a rare endorsement, Eamon Odeh, leader of the third largest bloc in Israel's parliament, known as the Joint List, rejected Netanyahu's, quote, politics of fear and hate, and recommended Gantz as Israel's next prime minister. Joining me now to discuss what Arab Palestinians are hoping to see from Israel's next parliament is Shibli Telhami, professor of government and politics at the University of Maryland and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Thanks for being here, Shibli.
My pleasure.
So in Israel's April elections, less than half of the eligible Arab voters showed up to the polls. And then in last week's election, Arab turnout was over 60%. What accounts for the shift? Why were there such higher voting rates this time around?
To put this in perspective, the election before that in 2015, the Arab turnout was actually quite high, 63.5%, compared to 76% of Jewish turnout, which was even higher than this time. But in between, you had two factors that are really extraordinary. One was the passing of the so-called nation-state law that Netanyahu championed, which really marginalized Arabs further, even institutionalized that, because the law was almost like a, since Israel lacks a constitution, a basic law in Israel is like a constitutional law. And it privileges to Jewish citizens over Arab citizens to declare the state as a state of the Jewish people without reference to democracy. And it angered Arabs. And since then, Netanyahu has been obviously playing the race card in trying to energize the right wing. So the perception of incitement and racism against Arabs certainly generated a level of energy that we have seen. And I did a poll last March among Palestinian Israelis that showed that the impact of the incitement by Netanyahu was energizing to them. But what happened is the reason they didn't turn out last spring is last April in the elections, they ran divided in contrast to 2015. In 2015, all Arab parties, the four of them, diverse parties going from Islamist to former communists, you joined together in one bloc, and the Arab public rewarded them for that. And they gave them, not only did they turn out in larger numbers, but they gave the Arab parties a greater share of their vote in comparison to Jewish parties.
So last week, before Netanyahu got the go-ahead to try and form a majority coalition, the Joint List came out and endorsed Netanyahu's opponent, Benny Gantz. Arab Palestinian politicians don't usually make endorsements for a prime minister. Why did they back Gantz here?
This is really important point because, you know, to put this in even broader perspective, you know, Arabs weren't even citizens of the state for the first 20 years. They were only incorporated as full citizens in 1966, 19 years after Israel was established. They were under military administration until then. And they really were not allowed to form independent Arab parties. You didn't have an Arab party even until 1988, after the outbreak of the Intifada, when someone broke out of labor, an Arab member, a Knesset member of labor, and formed his own party. So the tradition of having Arab parties is relatively recent, because only 40 years after the establishment of State of Israel do you have the first, you know, Arab party. So they haven't been a huge part of the Israeli political system. But there has been a reluctance by them to join governments, an obvious rejection and delegitimation from mainstream Jewish parties to accept them. Even, you know, parties that have been centrist or leftist have essentially ran by saying they would never have an Arab party in government because they're mostly appealing to the Jewish public. But frankly, Arabs too were reluctant to join. And one reason for it is that it's really hard to be a member of a government that's going to go to war against the Palestinians any day, as would happen in Gaza, and put them in an awkward position, impossible position. And the Palestinian issue clearly hangs over the head of everybody when it comes to the possibility of coalition. But what happened over the years is that the Arab public in Israel, Palestinian Arabs, have really wanted their voice to be heard in the system. And they have been frustrated with not only the right-wing rise in Israel and increasing delegitimation, but they've been also frustrated that the rest of the world doesn't do much to either resolve the Palestinian issue or to address the question. So you hear more and more from the public. They want the representative in the Knesset not only to speak about the Palestinian issue, which remains important, but to make a difference in their lives on issues that matter to them. I also think that in this particular case, you do have a unique leader in Ayman Ouda, the head of the Arab list. I think he has to be given credit for understanding and listening to what the public wants and being relatively courageous, including in voicing during the campaign that he's prepared to sit in an Israeli government. So all of that has really come together in a way that has empowered the community in, you know, more than ever before.
And that has led them to Gantz instead of Netanyahu because of the reality of Netanyahu's policies toward Palestinians over the years?
And this is a tough one, to be honest. It's a tough one for them for the following reason. Of course, everyone knows Netanyahu for them is the worst. I mean, that is clear. And obviously, in that perspective, Gantz is better. But they're not in love with Gantz. Gantz is a former military chief of staff. He obviously has carried out operations against Palestinians, you dislike him for that. They also, despite the fact that he has been more open to them and has certainly not voiced racist remarks directly, he has not embraced the idea during the campaign of having Arabs be as member of the government. So they're not in love with Gantz. In fact, in some ways, they're angry with Gantz, but they're certainly less angry with him than they are with Netanyahu. They're being very pragmatic, I would say, in doing this. And there is some division, obviously, within both the political elite, the Arab political elite, as well as the public on this, but more people are supportive of being pragmatic and moving forward.
Shibli Talhami is a professor of government and politics at the University of Maryland. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Shibli.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.